Thank you, Ryan. Good morning, Christ Church. Good to be with you on a wonderful, wonderful day. You know, and welcome to everybody who's worshiping with us online, whether you are right here in the local community or from Saudi Arabia to Puerto Rico. People are watching and worshiping with us online each week. You know, how about, for those of you who are here and have come into this building, how about that new landscaping out there? Isn't that amazing? All around the fountain and in the front of the church. I want to let you know that that was the efforts of two of our Eagle Scouts here at Christ Church, two of our folks who are getting their Eagle Award from the Scouts, and they organized about 50 or so people around here who came yesterday, and for 7 to 8 hours or so moved tons of mulch. I still feel it in my back from moving all that mulch, but digging the holes and making the plantings and all of that is just great. So we want to thank Nathan Cyrus and Chris Cranston for their wonderful, wonderful contribution to this church. So thank you guys so much. Let's thank them. Well, I'm going to encourage you now to pull out your Christ Church notes. They're there in your worship program. You'll want to probably find a pen or a pencil in the seat back in front of you, even though today I do not have blanks for you to fill in, but I've got some questions along the way that I hope will make you think. We'll make you think as we're continuing to dig into the amazing life of Paul and see how it is that he lived out the gospel and how we too are called to live out the gospel with our spiritual gifts that God has given to us, our talent and our passion. You know what? Today, what we're going to dive into is the very first major argument that took place in the Christian church. The first major argument in the Christian church, and how, frankly, listen to this, if it were not for Paul, get this, you and I would likely not even be followers of Jesus Christ. If it weren't for Paul's stand in this particular argument, you and I may not even be followers of Christ. So that's where we're going today as we look at the amazing life of Paul and how we live it and how we live it out. Now, in order to catch everybody up over the last couple of weeks, let me give you some background so we can get started here today. You know, first of all, we meet the Apostle Paul for the very first time in the book of Acts chapter 7. You know, Paul's not mentioned in the Gospels anywhere, but we find him in chapter 7 of the book of Acts, and he is present at a murder when we first find him. It's true. He's present at a murder, and the murder was of an early Christian church leader, this guy named Stephen. And Paul was there giving his approval to a bunch of folks who had gathered in order to stone Stephen to death. He was being convicted